Well, do we have a powerful full moon on coming up on April the 5th or 6th, depending where you are? This full moon is going to be at 16 degrees Libra, and it's kind of under a lot of pressure on this full moon. And we're also then heading right into eclipse season, with the first eclipse being a new moon eclipse on April the 20th at 29 degrees Libra. And I record this on the day of the equinox. Well, the equinox was yesterday, and the full moon at 0 degrees of Aries. So we've got a lot of Aries energy to look at. And this, I'm going to call this full moon that's coming up on April the 5th or 6th, depending where you are in the world, the Free Your Mind full moon. And you will see why in a moment. So before I dive in and have a quick look at the chart and then go through everything and explain it all, I would like to ask you to subscribe to my channel, give me a thumbs up, leave me a comment, perhaps share the video if you like it, stay to the end to hear the symbols. All this helps my YouTube algorithm. I'm trying to grow my YouTube channel this year. I also invite you to check below in the description. I actually have an Amazon, sorry, not an Amazon. I have a store now with Cosmic Owl goodies with my lovely owl logo on them. You can buy mugs, you can buy bags, you can buy t-shirts. They're not very in-your-face salesy. I happen to find my Cosmic Owl logo very beautiful. So check them out and see if you fancy wearing the beautiful Cosmic Owl on anything that you carry in your world. I also do have an Amazon affiliate store down below as well, where I've got links to my books and other books that I recommend and other things that I love and try. So check those out in the description below. So let's dive in. I pulled a card for this 16 degrees Libra full moon. Now, Libra is an air sign, so unsurprisingly, I got a card that is an air card. Now, I am using, at the moment, I am using the Red Seeds Tarot, the Eleusinian Mysteries, because I'm really tuning into the Eleusinian Mysteries in preparation for my Venus Retrograde Heroines journey class that's coming up starting in July. So watch this space for links for that. I'm going to have the link ready soon with a payment plan so you can sign up to register for this life-changing course. But we're going to be tracking the Eleusinian Mysteries and the journey of Demeter to find her daughter Persephone and come to forgiveness and wholeness again. So look for that and blah blah blah. Anyway, the card I happened to pull would be the Eight of Swords in most decks, but it's the Eight of Bees in this deck. So okay, I am gonna read you a quote from the book. Each time a swarm of worries invade your mind, refuse to be affected. Wait calmly while seeking the remedy. Spray the worries with the powerful chemical of your peace. Now, the Eight of Swords or Eight of Bees is really a kind of indicating a state of bondage and feeling helpless and powerless and disoriented. Libra is an air sign, right? So it's of the mind. So it's kind of like we're trapped by our thoughts and beliefs and perceptions. However, I pulled this reversed, which indicates the potential to find that balance and the release or the remedy, as the quote said. And that's from Yogananda, by the way. So, you know, it's saying that our own thoughts and beliefs and ideas and perceptions and how we approach this whole thing may keep us trapped, but the card was pulled reversed, which is a big suggestion of release and the ability to, as the quote said, spray the worries with the powerful chemical of your peace, because Libra is very much about peace, okay, and to walk forward and free ourselves from that entrapment of the mind. Often our own thoughts and ideas and perceptions are what keep us really trapped in a place. And it's a really useful card to kind of meditate on as we come up to this full moon, because this lovely Libra moon is under quite a lot of pressure. So I'm going to share the chart and just show you, and then I'll talk about everything as we go through. So here's the chart. Oh, let me just get rid of that side bottle. Okay, that's not it. Okay, this is it. That was just a question that I had that I was working on. That was nobody's private details, so that's fine. That was nobody's birth chart. So the Libra new moon, full moon. The Libra full moon is at 16 degrees, 7 minutes of Libra, which is a 7-7 in a 7 year. And for those of us to the west of Eastern time, so Central time, Mountain time, Pacific time, Hawaii, it will be on April the 5th, which is actually a 7 day as well. So we've got lots of sevens going on here. Okay, so we've got 7-7 in a 7 year. And we've had a few full moons at 7 degrees. So I'm just going to quickly look at that seven number yet again. But the seven is the number of collective consciousness and faith and spirituality. It's the number of spiritual awakening and awareness and spiritual enlightenment, if you like. It's the number of inner wisdom. But it's also a very mental number, because it's about mental analysis and philosophy and the philosophical. So that fits with a Libra air mind moon. This is a time to really kind of balance odds and think about things. Now, this seven number, when it's a 16-7, does tend to have a tendency towards depression and the bondage of the mind and this feeling of the rug being pulled out of you. So yeah, I talked about the seven. We'll come back to that in a minute. So bear in mind that we've got a lot of sevens. We've got this feeling, this potential for spiritual enlightenment coming, and but yet these fears and bondage, feeling like the rug could be pulled out of us. Now, looking at the chart, when I looked at this chart, I was like, oh, the weight on that moon. I have a Gemini moon. So this is kind of aspecting my airy Gemini moon. And I have a very weighted Gemini moon that's carrying a lot of the chart. Now, this moon is opposing the sun in Aries, but the sun is conjunct Chiron. The sun is conjunct Jupiter. I'm going to say the moon is opposing all of this Aries energy. So Chiron, the sun, Jupiter, Eris, the shit stirrer, Vesta, which is focus and emotion, but also the hearth. And that's a lot of Aries energy. And Aries energy tends to be more passionate, over more assertive. There could be a lot of kind of battling going on out in the world. And this Libra moon is staring or carrying the weight of all this Aries energy. But there's not only that. The moon is the focus of a yod or finger of fate or God, which is coming from Nessus, which is Nessus in Pisces. Nessus is a centaur who is revealing abuses of power. And in Pisces, it's like drawing the curtain back on abuses of power. And we can see that happening in our world everywhere, you know, with texts being published and this being published. I'm not going to go into details, but you can see that things where power has been abused is being revealed. I'll let you take your take on that. I think some people see different abuses of power being revealed than I might do, but and then the other end of this finger of fate or finger of God is Uranus in Taurus is like Lord of lightning bolts. That's like ahas, that's like things that come out of the blue, Uranus being the higher mind. So Uranus in this exact, look at this exact sextile to Nessus on this is going to bring out some very big news under the light of the two luminaries, because the sun and the moon are opposing each other. This is the full moon at its brightest. So the two luminaries are shining their light on this revealing of abuses of power that's going to come on this lunation. It's going to be quite big. So a finger of fate, or a finger of fate, a yod, finger of God, yod, is pointing at that moon in Libra. So I'll talk more about what the moon in Libra means in a minute. So that in itself is huge pressure. Now the moon is also in a trine aspect to Hygieia, protecting our nervous health, our anxiety and all that kind of thing, and our nervous system, and in a sextile to the beautiful Chariclo, or Chariclo, however you say it, which represents grace, and this is in the sign of the people, so or the our people, our group, our clan, if you like. And so, there's a lot of ideas and coming together, because the moon is in the sign of Libra, which is the sign of a relationship, really. Now, Venus rules this full moon, and Venus is in the sign of Taurus, her own sign. So Venus is particularly strong. So Libra is one of Venus's home signs, and so is Taurus. And so Venus is strong, and Venus is giving us the stability and strength to help us to deal with all this kind of energy kind of coming at the moon, and to find that peace of mind and balance in the middle of what could be a challenging time. Adding to that sense of stability that's available to us, though, is that Venus is trine to Ceres almost exactly, and that's a nice earthy sign. Ceres is in the sign of Virgo on this full moon. Now, I wouldn't quite say she rules Virgo. I've kind of a little bit over the whole concept of rulership anyway, but Ceres is very Virgoan in nature, and also very Taurian in nature, because Ceres is the great mother of the earth. She was the goddess of agriculture. She was the mother of Persephone. She's the goddess associated with the cycles of life and death, and the harvest, and the earth's rebirth, and our own rebirth. So there's a lot in there that's providing us the ability to bring some stability. And their moon, sorry, Venus and Ceres are also in aspect to Neptune in Pisces, saying this is suggesting that to find that balance is to go out in nature, connect with the body, connect with the earth, connect with yourself, and know that as long as you kind of look after your own world and look after your own and stay in connection with those cycles, you can't be thrown off by all this crazy Aries energy and the abuses of power being released out in the world. Because, it's there's often and not a lot we can do about it, right? So, all right, so I'm going to stop the share and I'm just going to talk for a little bit. So let's talk about the moon, first of all. It's a full moon, heightened emotions. As I said, the moon and the sun facing off to each other. The moon is our emotional body. The sun is the core of our solar system. It's our ego, if you like. And the moon in Libra is harmony seeking. Libra is a sign of balance, but it's a sign of scale. So it's seeking balance. And it's seeking to see things from different angles and different perspectives. It's the mediator. It's the negotiator. It wants to find that middle way, the balance. And how appropriate that it's at the point of the finger of God to find this balance. But Libra is also judgment. So we're going to be emotionally judging a lot of things on this full moon, okay? And it's about making critical decisions. Now, as I said, Libra is Venus' home sign, and Venus represents the heart. Her actual cycle pattern, which we look at in much more detail in my Venus Retrograde Heroines Journey class starting in July. Her pattern actually over 8 years makes a heart shape. I could actually show you that. Thanks to the amazing astrologer, Deb Holding. She created this. This is the five retrograde loops that Venus forms every 1.6 years, forms this five-pointed star, which I always wear. But also look at this shape. This is the eight-year cycle. And as it repeats, it makes the flower of Venus, but this is a heart. So Venus is coming through the heart. So it'd be a really good idea to tune into the heart, to get out in nature and tune into following your heart. Because the shadow of Libra is, especially the moon in Libra, because it's the emotional receptivity, it's reflective energy, reflecting all the energy of what it's looking at, all that Aries energy, it can have a tendency to focus on that other and maybe focus on that extreme Aries energy that really could be a little bit assertive on this full moon. And it's a good idea not to tune into that heart, to tune into that beautiful energy of Venus trine Ceres, the great mother, and mothering yourself and focusing on your wholeness and your connection with source and spirit, because it's carrying a lot of weight. As I said, this Libra, tender Libra moon, okay, is really kind of perhaps going to be easily put off balance, okay, by what it's looking at, what it's opposing, as it tries to oppose all the opposites. Because Libra likes to be impartial, but it can also be indecisive. It's very intelligent because it's of the mind and it's about judgment, but it can also be a little bit insincere and a little bit passive aggressive. So, you know, tune into the higher energy of Libra, because this is a very focused Libra full moon. And focus on creativity, focus on your relationships and on your adaptability, and on focus on what's beautiful in the world, and look at what's beautiful in the world. Because this Aries energy, I'm going to talk about this a little bit. Now, Libra dislikes crudeness. This could be a little bit crude. Because Eris is there, shit stirring. Jupiter's kind of expanding everything in Aries. Chiron is there saying, oh, yeah, I can give you the key to healing your part in this. But you know, I'm kind of being left behind here by the other energies. Vesta in the hearth means that something could be kind of brought to light in the state, whichever state you live in, the state being the governing states and so on. Interestingly, I set the chart, and I'm not going to go back to the chart, for Washington, D.C., and all this is falling in the fourth house of the home, so the Aries energy. And the 10th house is the public presence. So, you know, there may be discord in the home, but the Libra moon may be kind of saying, hey, we can be the peacemakers here. We'll see about that, right? Okay. Oh. Now, one thing I didn't mention, so that Aries energy is a lot, and I love Aries. It's very direct, but there's a lot coming at that Libra new moon, and the Libra new moon is wanting justice and balance. There could be a lot of heightened passion on this full moon with this extreme Aries energy that's going to challenge that kind of harmony seeking, balance seeking, tender, creative Libra moon. Now, one thing I didn't mention when we looked at the chart is that the full moon is actually in a square with the wise owl, the cosmic owl, Pallas Athena in the sign of Cancer. And Pallas Athena is giving us strategies for security and safety and rebirth and protection in the sign of Cancer, which is the sign of the moon. It's the moon's home sign. And Pallas Athena is about wise justice. She's actually said to be associated with the sign of Libra as well as the sign of Aquarius. I think she's kind of associated with all air signs because she was a very cerebral, kind of wise, wisdom, strategic goddess. But she is over there saying, here, I'm giving you the opportunity to create your own basis of security and stability and safety, so that you can maintain that beautiful Libran harmony. All right. So, anything else I want to say about this full moon? I'm going to say it's a big full moon. I'm going to say it's going to be very emotional, and potential has to be to throw off balance. And I'm going to say the, to go back to the card again because I pulled it reversed. And I'm going to read you that quote one more time. The Eight of Bees. I'm actually going to put my glasses on and read another bit from this wonderful book, which, and I have to, this print is very small. So, entering now into the secret dome, he is filled with horror and astonishment. He is seized with loneliness and total perplexity. He is unable to move a step forward and at a loss to find the entrance to the way that leads to where he aspires to, till the prophet or conductor lays open the anteroom of the temple. So this is about asking for your guide. Okay, and I want to mention one other thing. On this full moon, by the time we get to this full moon, Mercury, our mind, will be in the sign of Taurus as well. And Mercury rule tends to be associated with all the air signs. So it's turning to the material world, nature, and so on to be our guide, to ground our thoughts, to help us balance that Libra moon. But I also want to mention Hecate, or Hecate, however you say that one. Hecate is, I'm recording this on the day of the 0° Aries new moon, which is square to Hecate. And she was at zero Cancer on the new moon. By the time of this full moon, she's moved to 2° Cancer, and she is showing us the way forward. And that is in Cancer as well. And that Cancer to me, and this goes to Pallas Athena in Cancer as well, is about a lot of self-care and self-love, putting you and yours first, comforting your family, nurturing, wrapping yourself in a big cotton wool ball, because it is a big full moon. The other thing I want to mention about this full moon is that it's going to be the first new or full moon with Pluto at 0° of Aries, of Aquarius, where Pluto is going to be for 80 days this year before moving back into Capricorn, and then we'll move into Aquarius. I'm going to do a full video on Pluto in Aquarius, but we're going to be starting to get a real feel for Pluto in Aquarius by this full moon. There's going to be a lot of ideas flowing. Our minds are almost going to be exploding with ideas and information and news coming our way. So make that space, make that grounding to find that balance so that you can look at all the sides and come to some kind of balance, harmonious resolution within yourself. Okay, so you can break the bonds of being at the will of what everybody else is doing or any fighting that's going on. You don't be the one that's doing the fighting. Just observe it. To go back to that chart again, let me show you quickly. I don't know why that bit's come back there. But if we look at this, if we look at Libra as an air sign and an observing sign, it's just going to observe all this that's coming at it and just come to this resolution inside about what it thinks. Look at it, don't get wrapped up in it. Okay. So I'm going to go to the symbols. But before I go to the symbols, a reminder again to please subscribe to my channel and leave me a thumbs up. And stay till the end to hear these symbols. So we're going to look at, listen, I'm going to read the Chandra symbol first. The Chandra symbols were channeled by John Sandbach. I read Elias Lonsdale's interpretation, which John Sandbach happens to really love anyway. So we're going to look at that one first. So we always go up. So this is to Libra 17. So it says, a very bored woman who is listening but falling asleep. Nothing going on, but everything going on. Tuning out in essentials, tuning in themes and truths which surround and envelop what is here now. You have a fantastic inability to force yourself into alien worlds. Breathing deep of worlds not commonly perceived. Inability. Breathing deep of worlds not commonly perceived, confused and lost on the surface, out of time, out of place, out of rhythm, yet inwardly upheld. You must forget and minimalize certain things to remember and optimize others. Virtually perverse insistency upon priorities, driven from within, lost to the world, found on other frequencies, searching for an opening, you are bored to tears with the customary. The obvious loses all power, the subtle reduces and brings entry into what is waiting for those who can conceive the infinite adventure. I will post this in the description so you can read it. It's also going to be on the transcript when we get that uploaded too. So. And the Sabian symbol, Libra 17. A retired sea captain watches ships entering and leaving the harbour. The capacity to gain an objective and calm understanding of human experiences in which one was once deeply involved. Old age may not bring to a human this objective and calm understanding as one remembers the crises overcome and the quiet enjoyment of great life vistas of peak experiences. But wisdom and inner serenity can hardly be the basis of the overcoming of struggles. Develop save on the basis of the overcoming of struggles and conflicts. The sea captain sailed his ship through storms and still waters of consciousness, his mind perhaps battered by gales, his ego crew perhaps in revolt. Now there is peace and quietude. Another generation is sailing seas better charted perhaps, yet inherently non-rational and at times savage in their fury. He watches, he knows, others are learning. At any age, the ego will may retire and contemplate and be at peace before a greater voyage over even more poorly charted seas. So this is basically, he says, This is a picture of truly overcoming of storms in polar opposition to the preceding symbol, which would have been Libra 16. You can look that up if you like, which revealed the destructive effect of psychic upheavals tearing apart the occult link, the Antakarana, between the incarnate consciousness and the transcendent soul field, the calm mind beyond. Is beyond struggles and victories. That both those symbols to me, you know, I just read the very bored woman who is listening but falling asleep, and so she's calm, right? She's in observer mode of all this strife that's going on and this revealing of abuses of power. And here's the sea captain just watching the observer mode, which is what I also already just spoke to before I actually even read these symbols. So free your mind, stay in observer mode, and don't let it, you know, just think back. We've survived so many crises. For an example, we have kind of this bank, as I speak, we've got this banking thing going on. And you know, I look back and we survived 2008. You know, people survived the Great Depression. We've been through big crises in the world, and I'm not sure this one is quite there at the moment. It might feel that it is, but, you know, but there's other crises going on as well, politically, and there's a war going on, of course. What can't you change? It's stay in observer mode, keep your mind calm, and you will sail through this. Okay. So good luck and happy full moon to you.